Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I don't think it would be crazy. We've seen a lot of very good offenses like the Chiefs, like the Baltimore Ravens in the past, the 49ers, to have Dalton Kincaid be your focal point of your passing offense, where he's the one who's getting between 6 to 10 targets a game. But sure, his yards per run average is still like near the top of the league. He's made a lot of plays. He's taken the step that really Brandon Bean pushed him on in the offseason. He's got to get bigger. He's got to be available. He hasn't been available a ton, but when he's been on the field, he's been really productive.
Chris Trapasso, the Bills and the Dolphins, Sunday at 1. No new additions, though, for the Bills, as the trade deadline has come and gone and the Bills did not make any moves. I wanted to be accountable. I did the thing I just said at the break you should do. Go touch some grass. I went outside and touched grass.
All right.
I literally did.
It's nice to be able to do that while it's still available to you.
Grass?
Yeah.
No snow yet.
Yeah. I thought about today at about 11 a.m. It was 50 degrees, and I thought, I should just go play 9 holes right now at the park. This might be my last chance.
It might be.
And, you know, I talked myself out of it. Not so much time, or because I wanted to be in front of my computer waiting for the Bills trade that never happened. I just thought it rained like crazy, and as much as that place drains, it's probably pretty wet. And I was like, I'll be like hitting my third shot of the day and be like, what am I doing? So I had the thought and then talked myself right out of it. But it was a nice, calm 50 degrees. Could have worked.
Plus, it's tougher to watch ADP chasing from the golf course than from your home.
Now you really cut right to it. That's it. I did see people at Grover on my way here. I'm like, man, good for you guys.
Yeah, I love that. It might be it. Today might have been it.
Yeah.
Wet tomorrow. Not in the morning, though.
Yeah, and highs moving through the weekend are like not, you know, high 40s at best.
Mm-hmm.
So today might have been the day.
Yeah. Maybe I'll have to wear pants at some point. Maybe I'll choose to wear pants at some point.
Right.
Shorts just now.
Going to die hard on the... He's become that guy, folks.
I went out to not only touch grass, but build character.
Mm.
Just now, just a minute ago. Lou is next. Hi, Lou.
Hey, guys. How are we doing?
Good, thanks.
So the question I want to ask you guys is, when, if ever, do you guys feel is the right time to say blank them picks? For me, I feel like some factors that are at play here primarily are, one, that the AFC to me feels a little bit weak this year, with Baltimore having some issues, Joe Burrow being out for a majority of the season, Kansas City halfway through the year being 5-4, third in their division. I feel like an analogy for this is like if you're hunting, right? And a Super Bowl is the thing that you're hunting, and you've got it in the crosshairs, but you're kind of debating, you know, when is the right time to pull the trigger, trigger being, you know, blank them picks. To me, it feels like this year, a lot of the things are going right to pull that trigger, primarily with the AFC being weak and us obviously having the ability to win a Super Bowl. I'm not saying we don't have the ability to win a Super Bowl, but I think us having that ability is a reason to actually try to push it over the edge. I know that the Rams were brought up earlier by you, Mike, so just curious on your thoughts on when, if ever, is a good time to say blank them pick.
I don't know, like, to the extent that the Rams, I mean, they won, they get to brag about it all they want. You know, blank them pick sounds like I don't care about it. Like, what do I got to pay? Any price. I want this player. I'm trying to win the Super Bowl, and I'll give you this year and next year's. Like, I'm not eager to do that. But, I mean, I said earlier, and I'll say it again, I would have traded next year's one for either Brian Thomas Jr. or Chris Olave. I would have done that. I think they're young enough, and their futures, more so Thomas Jr., doesn't have the injury history, and he's a little bit younger, maybe even a lot younger. But still, either guy could be on a new five-year contract and be your number one receiver for the next 5 years. And that, to me, would be worth, and you believe, you have reason to believe, maybe more so in the case of Olave than Thomas, that they are capable of doing that for you, that they're that level of good. That, to me, would have been a price worth paying. I don't think every year that the Bills have been a contender, I would say trade your first-round pick for a receiver or anyone. This year, I definitely would have. I just think I think the void on the roster makes it called for, and where they are on their timeline with Allen turning 30, optimistically halfway through his career here, and you know, at some point, some of what he's capable of doing is going to diminish. Like, he's not going to be the athlete hurtling over. Has he jumped over anyone this year yet, by the way? Just saying. He's not going to be capable of doing that and living to tell about it forever. And we might be like very close, if not already in, that period of time. So go get it. So I would have traded a one. I don't think that's exactly, you know, screw all the picks. It's one pick, and it's a significant asset, but I think it would have been called for.
Would you have made the Gardner trade?
Two number ones? No.
Even as the Colts?
Definitely not as the Colts.
Okay.
I think I respect them taking their shot. With Daniel Jones as my quarterback, I would not do that.
Okay. I think the Jets found out about your bet that the Jets will not make the playoffs until at least 2030, and they decided to get to work today. They're shooting for 28.
I wish them luck.
I don't know. Don't take my answer to this question too seriously, because I feel from playing so much fantasy football, this is a weakness for me. I never want to pull that trigger. I love picks. I always want to, in theory, have teams that are good forever. If I finish second, no, you don't care if I finish second or first. You know, the money's different, but it's my money. Nobody cares. I don't have that pressure.
Right.
So I just never want to do it. And I could not have made the Gardner trade. I would not have wanted to make either of those trades probably either. Thomas, I just feel like there'd have to be something wrong for that to even be possible. He just turned 23. He had a great rookie season. So I'm very tough. My partners in fantasy will tell you I'm very tough to convince to trade big draft assets. I hate to do it.
Yeah.
I'm not the right guy to ask.
I'm definitely not approaching it from a, I'm bored, I'm in the business of talking, and I want action, and like, you know, everybody else is doing stuff. I think it was called for here.
And I respect that.
And not even just at receiver. I mean, they lost significant guys on the defensive line in the last 2 weeks. And I'm just, I guess, in-house. I don't know, man. I don't know. I didn't hear as much about that marketplace, really. You know, like, what was I mean, I know Quinnen Williams got traded. And I mean, that's a monster player. But even he, that's a tighter one. Like, if I could have given up my one, and I mean, who's my Mozzie Smith, right? But they gave up a one and a two, right? It's a two this year and a one next year is what Dallas did.
Yes.
And
it's Dallas's one next year, not Green Bay's,
right,
which they have.
At his age, carrying the contract, I don't know that I would have loved that. I mean, I think for right now it would be great, but moving forward, I think that would have been a harder sell for me, considering what they've got on the books defensively already to add a king. Like, I would have been thinking about a rental. The Von Miller idea that bounced around from like 3 to 4 o'clock, I did not hate that idea. as someone to just come in and maybe even do exactly what, well, they've had Solomon doing it in addition to Hoyt, but interior, I could have seen that. But that didn't come to fruition. I think that was as called for, if not more called for, than anything on offense, even. And I still would have liked to see them do something big on offense.
Here's Zach next. Hi, Zach.
More dead horse beating, and I think we have gone mad. I originally called in to complain about Bean, but the longer I sat on hold, I was reminded that it was defense that let them down in the last two playoff games. And I'm sure Bean had a fist pump there at the end with Bosa hitting Mahomes and Harrison picking off Mahomes, right over Worthy at the end there. But
at Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I guess I'm just frustrated that we're at a trade deadline. People are upset they didn't, fix their wide receiver woes at the trade deadline. It's just frustrating that we're at this point. I generally approve of what Bean and McDermott have done, but I just wish there was, more put into – a receiver when you got this kind of quarterback. I mean, really outside of Coleman, they take flyers on Dwayne Robertson's of the world and Landon Collins of the world. Give me more there than defensive linemen that are going to play 30% of the snaps. Throw something at your quarterback. Throw more there. And I know they have two out of the last three. And if you really want to include Cook as a running back, offensive playmaker, three out of the last four drafts, they've used two, some of their high picks on it. And listen, I appreciate what he's done on the offensive line, and I appreciate, where they're at on defense, because they are better, and it's starting to show these last 2 weeks. Hopefully it wasn't just Hoyt that made it. But it is frustrating that they're going to go into the offseason here. We still don't have any answers. I'm not one of those people that really wanted to get a Shaheed. I feel like they might have Shaheed and more. You wouldn't know. I mean, they just don't use him. They don't throw to him. They don't, I wasn't about to, a couple calls ago talked about Cooper. They gave up a third for a guy that caught 20 passes. I mean, that's what we're talking about here. I'm not even so sure that they would use him. And that's not just a Bean criticism.
That we got to go, Zach. Interesting stuff. That might be the best point of the whole lot is, we think they made calls, but would they get enough out of the player if they traded for him for us to think it was worth it? That's part of the math. What kind of offense are they running? Are we're going to take Jackson Hawes and Alec Anderson out back and we're just replacing Coleman or something like that? There's just a lot to think about with this. And also dog cloning. We haven't even gotten to that yet.
I really thought when they didn't make a trade by 4 o'clock that we would spend an inappropriately large amount of time talking about Tom Brady cloning his dog.
My wife said she would not be for cloning our dog or our former dog, and I was taken aback by that. I thought it was kind of a way to pay a compliment to a dog to say you would clone. I told Margo I would clone her.
I love Fred. Nothing against, you know, no one loved the other two dogs we've had in my family before we got Fred more than me.
Of course.
Probably people did. Because I feel I'm lying. Fred is my favorite dog ever, and it's like not even close. Like the second place is not even in the rearview mirror.
Oh, wow.
Fred is so cool.
Wow.
I mean, someday we won't have him.
Gotta save the blood.
Get some blood before it's too late. This is just so weird.
Get some blood before it's too late. Very normal behavior.
Very relatable. Very, very man of the people. Like, pull up a bar stool and have a beer with Tom Brady. I cloned my dog. What?
Sabres and Utah, pregame at 6 here on WGR.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.